From the time Inuit from Greenland, Alaska, and other parts of Canada gathered on Baffin Island to attend a preliminary ecumenical church service to the close of business 1 week later, the third gathering of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference was marked by a feeling of unity. Several hundred people joined the 2,600 residents of Iqaluit, Frobisher Bay, Northwest Territories, for day-long sessions to establish a circumpolar Arctic policy, to address the role of elders in policy making, to pass dozens of resolutions on subsistence rights, women's rights, a common orthography, Soviet participation, and to establish a nuclear-free zone in the Arctic. This Chinook program is the last in a series on the 1983 Inuit Circumpolar Conference.
No, from long time ago, since Kron Rasmussen's expedition from Greenland through Canada to Alaska. From that time, he already heard that we are one people, and we feel that we come from the same tribe, same group, but we have been divided, we have been separated for so long time, but we sure know that we are one people.
Politics definitely has effect on culture, so if we're going to discuss one, we can't ignore the other. We have to do a very difficult balancing act. Our population is growing. I'm sure that more than half of our population is under the age of 20, and these kids will be graduating from school. They'll be needing jobs because they can't be hunters and trappers, forever. We have that on the one hand, and as you say, we have to protect the integrity of the environment. So it's a real balancing act. It's difficult, but we can't leave it to others to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves.
The way we implement resolution is
President Hans Pavia Rosing
that we have member organizations. The ICC is a very small organization. We only have six staff members, so we have to rely on our member organizations. For instance, the Home Rule or Government of Greenland, we deal directly with. I was newly elected to the Greenland Home Rule Parliament as well, so I have the channel to negotiate directly with the Danish government. And I know the ITC here in Canada also negotiates various issues with the Canadian government, and the same goes for Alaska and the United States government. So it's very much a question of asking our member organizations, the regions of the Arctic, to, on their own premises and within their own framework of negotiations with the governments, to promote that issue. And the ICC will then form the umbrella organizations, which represents all of the Inuit. But I think you have to start on the local level, on the regional level, enabled to affect your governments and the government decisions on those issues.
It's been a number of years now that that Inuit have become a real force at their national levels, and now that we're starting to get into the international politics, and I'm sure people will, the first few years will wonder who these people are. But but I think as we go along, the ICC will get better known, and we'll get more respect, and we'll establish a reputation. And I think it may take a long time to achieve certain things, but we have a responsibility to keep pushing.
Internationally, given time, right at the initial stage, you won't see it. But with time, this body's going to be a body to be reckoned with.
Do you think that through the United Nations, through the non-governmental organization status, that can be accomplished?
Well, I think the NGO status that we have obtaining that is a format, an avenue to go further. I don't want to limit myself to NGO status, and I think we definitely have to NGO status recognize is under the class 2 of the UN regulatory factors, and we have to go a step further than that. Because it's a format. At least we got something, a format now that we can utilize an avenue as a tool to get to where we want to go.
I have attended some United Nations assemblies. And United Nations is a very respected organization, world organization. However, there are many times that it seemed to have very little effect on the actions of the Soviet Union. But I think the reason why that these things are sought after or that people go for them is because everybody realized that it's better than nothing. I think that is the point.
So where does the power come from?
From the people.
So in effect, the ICC only has the power that its members give to it.
Yes, that's correct. The ICC wouldn't be able to function and speak on behalf of all Inuit if we didn't have the consent of our members, of all of the Inuit, and there, in my mind, we have that. In the back of our minds, I think we have the idea of having our own nation, our own sovereignty. In fact, the Inuit have been sovereign for thousands of years until southern intruders came to our lands and colonized our lands. I think every individual, every people has a wish to be sovereign, to be independent of others. And I think that's a general policy and a general philosophy of the ICC and of the Inuit, that what we're working towards is to be able to determine our own future. There is, of course, other interests as well in the Arctic besides our own. There's a lot of riches in the Arctic, there's a lot of resources in the Arctic, and there's a lot of profit to be made from the Arctic. And we as the indigenous peoples feel, and rightly so in my mind, that we have a very important voice as for the Arctic, and that voice we're trying to raise, and in my mind, if I'm the one who says that, we successfully done so far.
Generally, I'm very happy about this week. I think it's been a busy week, but it's been a week with a lot of fun, too. I think, again, for the third time since 77 and 80, I feel that they're sort of historic moment about Inuit meeting together and feeling the unity of people. I think it's been a great week.
A week that concluded with Hans Pavia Rosing's re-election to the presidency of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, defeating challengers Willie Hensley of Alaska. He was dropped after the first ballot, and the tenacious Charlie Watt of Canada. The next meeting of the full General Assembly of the ICC and of the Circumpolar Elders Conference is scheduled for Kotzebue, Alaska in 1986. This is the last program in a series on the 1983 meetings of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference. The coverage was made possible with funding from the North Slope Borough Commission on Language, History, and Culture, with additional funds from the Alaska Humanities Forum. Thanks also to the ICC Alaska staff and to CBC Frobisher Bay for their help. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
Shuri Yamniyata Ishumakachi Gishuta.